This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Christine Barnes is roughly 1 week into her tenure as Keokuk school superintendent. She says she's been trying to learn as much as she can about the school district while also refamiliarizing herself with the community. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
Barnes was working as superintendent of a school district in Michigan when family members told her about the job in Keokuk. Her husband grew up in Keokuk and his family still lives in the area, so she considers the city her second home.
We do love this area. We love the community, and it's just a beautiful area. So we were very excited about the possibility of moving back. We're empty nesters. Our children are all grown now, so our youngest is in college. So it seemed like a good time to get closer to our family.
You started roughly around August 1st here, and that only gives you about 3 weeks until the first day of school. Coming to a new district, what have been some of the things you've really focused on during your first, week here really on the job and the next couple of weeks?
It's really been about absorbing information. So learning about the great things that are happening here, learning about the areas that we're moving forward, any things that we want to improve on, getting to know people, and really just kind of getting the lay of the land. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, as I said, just kind of trying to absorb a lot of information. When I came and interviewed a couple of months ago, I was very impressed with the direction the district was headed, with some really great initiatives and ways to help all students find success. And that's really what excited me about the possibility of coming to Keokuk.
What is your leadership style? What is your approach when it comes to serving in that top role in the district?
I tend to be a collaborative leader. I think that you have a lot of people with many gifts and talents, and if we can bring all of that to the table and help us move the district forward, I really believe that this district is on the verge of moving from good to great. They've laid some tremendous groundwork here, and to be able to tap in to the pieces that are already in place, but to really help us move forward in a positive way that's going to make it the best possible opportunity for every kid is really my goal. But I'm a collaborative leader. I listen, but I also have the ability, I believe, to move initiatives forward and to drive the initiatives with strengths of the other folks that are on the team.
You mentioned some of the directions that you feel Keokuk is moving in. Are there a couple of programs or initiatives that you've been really impressed by as you've really gotten to know them?
Absolutely. One that I think that Keokuk is doing particularly well is that they've embraced the professional learning community concept. And this is really a system of reflection on student data, professional practice, and instructional processes to help students achieve at higher levels. So really what we're doing is looking at our students, where they are, where their strengths are, and where they need extra help. And to be able to provide that to help students, all students succeed. They also are very advanced in positive behavior interventions here, and they take that very seriously. They want all students to learn those skills that they need to become successful in school and to not negatively have an impact on other students' learning. So Keokuk has done a very good job of embracing that district-wide.
Are there ideas, initiatives that you've seen work where you've been? Maybe some you're thinking of, hey, you know what? By seeing the landscape here, I think what we were doing here could work. Are there anything like that that you could talk about at this point?
Absolutely. Another one initiative that the state of Iowa is embracing that I think is very important, and I have seen this work well. My husband has actually worked in 9 school districts in my previous county in a role that is similar to something that we're getting off the ground here in Keokuk, and that's really providing instructional coaching to our staff. And really this is to help grow skills in ways that will really impact our students. Sometimes teaching can be an isolating profession, and so that's what we're trying to overcome and make it more of a collaborative approach and a opportunity to share skills and strengths and strategies for our benefit of our students.
The school board used a more open approach during the interview process, and one of the things that I know they really stressed was openness from the administrator's office to the staff, to the other administrators, to the community. What is your approach when it comes to communication, openness, just being out there and letting people know what's going on? What's your approach?
I believe anybody in this position, that is critical. You have to be open. You are a servant leader. You are here to serve your district, your community, your students, your staff. And I think that approach is critical. And that is really my belief, my philosophy. My door is always open. I like to be out there. I don't like to be in this office any more than I absolutely have to. I love to be seeing the great things that are happening in our districts, in our community, in our schools. So my goal is to be visible and to be open, and I am absolutely a believer in the open door policy. I hope that people will feel free to communicate with me, to visit, come on in anytime. My door is always open.
That's Keokuk's new school superintendent, Christine Barnes. She says she will work to improve career and technical training opportunities for students. Barnes says as the district improves and grows, fewer people will want to open enroll out of the district, which has been a challenge for Keokuk for years. A public meet and greet with Barnes is scheduled for tomorrow evening. It takes place from 5 to 6:30 at the Keokuk High School Media Center. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.